Welcome everyone to NICU Basics. This is Dr. Chaco, and today we're going to talk about blood gases. Blood gases are really what we're using to figure out where we are from an acid-base standpoint, as well as how well we're ventilating. There are three types of blood gases: arterial, venous, and capillary. Arterial gases, because they're arterial, they're going to be less acidotic, have lower CO2, and more oxygen because of our source. Venous gases are more acidotic, have higher CO2s and less oxygen. And then capillary gases are a mixed gas, so they'll be somewhere in the middle. And to just give you some ranges for these types of gases, for an arterial gas, your pH is usually somewhere between 7.25 to 7.45, your pCO2 is usually 35 to 55, pO2 is 80 to 100, and bicarb is usually 20 to 24, with a base excess or deficit of plus or minus 3. For all of these gases, the bicarb and the base excess or deficit are the same throughout. They don't change based on what type of gas you get. On a venous gas, your pH is a little bit more acidotic, so you're closer to 7.2 to 7.4. pCO2 is a little bit higher, so 40 to 65. pO2 is anywhere from 60 to 80, so lower than an arterial. And then again, bicarb and base excess or deficit are going to be the same as an arterial. Our capillary gas, and this is the most common one because it's the easiest to obtain, usually through a heel stick, the pH is mixed, so it's anywhere from 7.25 to 7.45, pCO2 is 35 to 60, the pO2, this one you can completely ignore. The reason I say that is because since the capillary gas is a mixed gas, it's hard to interpret what the pO2 means in this situation since it's a mix of oxygenated and deoxygenated blood. I hope that makes sense. And again, the bicarb and base excess or deficit remains the same as before, so bicarb is usually 20 to 24, and the base excess or deficit is usually plus or minus 3. And when you're managing gases, take into account the type of gas, because you always want to know, is this arterial, is this venous, or is this capillary, because that'll set your parameters. And then you figure out, am I acidotic or basic, where's my pCO2, and that's mainly what we're going to manage. It's mostly the CO2 management for ventilation. Once we've obtained a gas, what we'll typically do is either adjust the PIP or tidal volume, depending on the mode, and or the rate to help with ventilation for CO2 management. We'll occasionally see if the pO2 is really low or really high, and sometimes you'll adjust oxygenation, but for example, PEEP will be something that you adjust more based on an X-ray for lung expansion, as well as if they're having issues with oxygenation in general. So here's an example of a blood gas and how we interpret it and make adjustments. And when we say gases, we'll usually say the pH first, then the pCO2, then the pO2, then bicarb, and finally the base excess or deficit. So say you have a capillary gas, which is the most common gas you'll see. You get 7.19, 70, 40, 22, minus 1. So that's a pH of 7.19, pCO2 of 70, pO2 of 40, which you can ignore since it's a capillary gas, bicarb of 22, and a base deficit of 1. So first of all, is that basic or acidotic? With a 7.19, we're acidotic, and with a pCO2 of 70, you have a respiratory acidosis because your CO2 is elevated. Normal pCO2 for a capillary gas is usually 35 to 60, like we said before, and since the bicarb is fairly normal at 22, we have a respiratory acidosis. So this gas is telling us that this baby is retaining CO2. We need to increase the support that we're giving them in order to help them ventilate better. And so to do that, we have our settings, and say we're in pressure control, pressure support mode, we have our PIP or rate to adjust. And so in general, you're usually going to go up or down on the PIP by 1 or 2, and if the CO2 is really high or really low, you'll be a little bit more aggressive and maybe go by 3 or 4. The rate, you usually go up or down by 5, or if you need to be more aggressive, plus or minus 10. So with that gas that we just had, 7.19, 70, 40, 22, and minus 1, we need to go up on our support to help blow off more CO2. So you could go up on the PIP by 2, or increase the rate by 5, and repeat a gas in a little bit to see how the baby responds to your changes. Sometimes you'll need to be more aggressive if you have a CO2 that's really high or really low, and need to change the PIP by 3 or 4, the rate by 10 or more, and sometimes you change both the PIP and the rate. Knowing how aggressive to be and how to wean really comes with experience. because you'll see that small changes can sometimes result in big ventilation changes in babies, depending on how good their lungs are, how compliant they are, and how well they are able to ventilate on their own. As an aside, anytime you get a CO2 in the 30s or less, be very aggressive with that. The reason being, carbon dioxide is what controls perfusion to the brain, aka cerebral perfusion. So if it's low, you're increasing a baby's risk of PVL, and what PVL stands for is periventricular leukomalacia. The reason that that's so important is that PVL is a risk factor for developing CP or cerebral palsy, and the type of CP that you develop is spastic diplegic CP. The reason that is because blood flow, when it's cut off or you have decreased CO2, meaning decreased cerebral perfusion, it affects the periventricular area, which is why you get periventricular leukomalacia. And if you remember back to medical school, the homunculus, where you have your legs in the middle, in between the hemispheres, and it's kind of like a person bending over backwards. The legs are typically affected most, and that's why when babies end up with CP, it's usually that spastic diplegic type where their legs are affected. And again, anytime you get a CO2 in the 30s or less, just remember, be much more aggressive to increase that CO2 to help with cerebral perfusion. I hope that made sense and helped your understanding of blood gases and how to respond to them. It's definitely not an easy topic, but practice makes perfect. Thanks for joining me today on this episode of NICU Basics. This is Dr. Chaco. I hope to see you again on our next episode where we'll discuss fluid management. Until next time.